nothing to show, just climbing this rope right here. And if there's a man upstairs, he kept bringing me rain. But I've been sending up prayers and something's changed. I think I finally found my hallelujah. I've been waiting for this moment all my life. Now all my dreams are coming true, yeah.
I've been waiting. The 10 o'clock hour of Will Leaves House begins now.
About now.
And it begins with a continuation of our conversation about David Bakhtiari. Now, look, I don't think we do this a lot, Tausch, where we're kind of hot takey, and then we kind of generate a topic where there isn't one. That's not what's happening here. Now, Craig certainly had a very strong opinion on this, starting on Friday on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and continuing through yesterday's Sunday Karma. You can find all those appearances of his, all my appearances, everything you might be looking for from ESPN Wisconsin on Wisconsin On Demand, presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Thanks to David and his team for supporting the show and for supporting Wisconsin On Demand. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. I'll be honest, I had not thought that this was egregious enough to say, let's trade him. And I'm not going to vote that way in our poll question that's on the Wilde and Tausch Twitter feed. But I do agree that when it comes from a chemistry perspective, that I would like Dave. I want you to, what's the old saying you like to say from Mike Tomlin? We want volunteers, not hostages.
Correct. Yep.
I mean, he kind of makes it sound like he's a hostage based on his contract, right?
Well, no. I mean, he's kind of just making it out like it's a job, and he is just a kind of a mercenary. I'm just doing it. Everybody works for money. But when it comes to football and you want to do something special, there has to be that, man, you can just feel it. And when you make comments as if I'm just here so I won't get fined, do you think Marshawn Lynch really wanted to do media stuff? He didn't. But now he does. When you're playing, you have a certain way you have to carry yourself, messaging and everything else, because it does matter. There's a reason Bill Belichick in his heyday tried to limit all distractions and not allow you to get words minced the way that they did, because it added distraction to what you're trying to accomplish. And there's such a small margin for error in everything that's NFL related that you have to make sure everybody's dialed in. And that's why the fun part about what's going on in Green Bay, you have a lot of young, naive, hungry football players. That's a great thing, because then you grow together and then experience comes, and hopefully you get those elevators to match up skill and experience. And when that happens, that's when you can take off. And right now, I don't think anybody is saying that the Packers are their elevators are lined up, because you have so much youth and inexperience. You don't have all of that age, talent, and everything else. You don't have a ton of players that are in that sweet spot where the elevators line up. That the only way you can get there is by time. And in the NFL, you don't have a lot of time. Everything is quick. Everybody wants immediate results, because other teams have shown that you can do it. That's why this season, as you've said this numerous times, Jason, that's why this season's so intriguing for a lot of us.
Tausch, as someone who needed practice, you talked about this during the 9 o'clock hour, you know, that Chad Clifton could roll out of bed and set against pass rushers. You needed the work. Was the off-season work extremely valuable to you, somewhat valuable to you, not all that valuable to you? Because, frankly, Brian Bulaga indicated it wasn't real valuable to him,
well,
and you guys played the same position.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's monotonous. And was it valuable for me to be sitting in there going over, 93 blast? I knew what we were doing, front side, back side, and everything else. But that didn't mean Will Whitaker knew. That didn't mean, who I was playing next to and having those run fits. No, I didn't like year eight, year nine, being out there in the middle of June, doing backside B blocks versus a young rookie that's coming full speed barrel into my chest. No, of course I didn't like that. But I always thought there was a value to it, and you felt better after you're done. And you, as you got older, especially for me and Chad and other veteran players, you take a lot less reps, because my understanding on this always was, I want to get our rookies, our first year players, so they know what they're doing, so that when we put pads on, they're ready to go. That's what these sessions are for. It's yes, to get some footwork down, and you know, playing, you can train and do all this other stuff. You can only get conditioned playing football by playing football. You can run marathons, you can do all this other stuff. It's not the same thing. You're trying to move people, you're using muscles and spots that you're not doing when you're hitting sleds. So you have to get that work in. And the OTAs and the mini camps are important, but I totally, yeah, veteran players for the most part don't want to be doing every day the same stuff as the young players, because I don't think it's designed for that.
Jesse, is this bothering you as much as it bothers Craig or no?
No. The best thing that I could compare it to is, I've listened to Craig say this, and as I've heard Tausch and Bulaga and others address it over the last few days, is almost a decade ago now, I was the chairman of the Muskego Athletic Association umpires.
Oh, God.
And we had a 2-day orientation for umpires every year at the start, and I attended it for many years. The first day was for first-time umpires, where they came in and they got acclimated and like understood like how to fill out your pay cards and all that kind of stuff, like more of the logistic things that everybody who'd been there forever knew how to do. And then the second day was a little bit of like experience in calling balls and strikes, and that was the one where some of the veterans would show up and they would kind of help a little bit of the younger umpires like get acclimated to what they were doing. It wasn't necessary that some of the older guys that had been doing it for decades came to that second day, but when they did, it was kind of cool. You're like, oh, look, that guy's here. Oh, that's awesome. Can you help out these kids? Sure, absolutely. It wasn't necessary by any means. It was just cool when they were there. And I'm guessing that's what a lot of the Packers players think when Bakhtiari's there, when Jair Alexander's there. Like, it's not totally necessary that they be here, because they've proven it. They've done the hard grinding to get to the point that they're at. They have it in their contract that this is what they should be here for. And when they show up, oh, awesome. Bakhtiari's in town for these couple of OTAs. I'm going to be here next week. He's not, but he's here now. And so let's hang out. Let's see him here, and we're good to go. That's the best comparison that I could make to the situation. And I don't think it's totally necessary that Bakhtiari be there as a leader. And it's not a bad culture situation for what he said. Like, it'd be more of a situation if he wasn't showing up for the bonus. And he'd be like, yeah, I just don't feel it. Like, then hey, you're talking about cancer.
Guys, here's the deal. I think we're kind of mincing around it. And I think what Craig is saying is, he doesn't think David Bakhtiari's hungry. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, I don't think he's mincing around it at all.
And I think you can still be a really good football player and not have the desperation that most football players have when it comes to money. Money drives a lot when it comes to motivation. For everybody, not just football players, for any job that you're doing. You want to advance, you want to earn more. That's what kind of what our society and system is based on when it comes to work. David Bakhtiari has made a lot of money. I think what Craig, I do not have one doubt in my mind that when David Bakhtiari lines up at left tackle versus the Chicago Bears, right? Is that the opener or the Falcons?
September 10th, that's Chicago. Yes, sir.
The September 10th game against the Chicago Bears, he will be prepared if he's healthy, and he will play his heart out. I am not one iota of that. Now, is there concern about where his headspace is right now with being in Green Bay and going through minicamps? I think when he's there, he's doing what he's supposed to do. But is he have that same drive that he had when he was a rookie? It's a great question to ask him. And if you get another press availability, I'd love to hear what his answer is to that.
Yeah, I don't think he's not hungry. I think he's very prideful. I think he's going to go out there and play as well as he can. I just think that he thinks that there's no chance on God's green earth that the Green Bay Packers are winning a Super Bowl in 2023, and that he doesn't think he's going to be playing for this team in 2024. And so he's going to do his job, but he's going to say whatever the hell he wants, and not worry about the repercussions of it. And when he plays, he's going to play his ass off.
Is that good for a football team?
No, no, I'm not saying it is.
So then why would you vote to keep him then, if that's what you think he's doing?
Because when he plays on game day, he is going to give Jordan Love better protection than whatever combination they would have to do.
Then Elton Jenkins?
Elton Jenkins, the left tackle. Okay. And now, well, when Elton Jenkins isn't practicing, Royce Newman has been at left guard.
Okay.
And I don't think that that gives Jordan Love a better chance of succeeding. And if, you know, I took a lot of grief for this, but when the general manager tells Matt Schneidman that the reason, essentially, the reason that Jordan Love didn't look very good against the Kansas City Chiefs in 2021, even though Jordan Love told me he played like blank and put it on himself, but when Brian Gutekunst blames the game plan and the pressure that he was under from the pass rush, then you should probably keep the five-time All-Pro left tackle to improve his chances of being protected. So, no. Do I think David Bakhtiari's attitude is great for the team dynamic? Absolutely not. Do I think it would be different if they play well early and they surprise him a little bit and he's having fun and the young guys are revitalizing him the way you talked about? Yeah, I think it's going to improve. This is not a zero-sum game. Like, there's no way he can change and be more invested and happier and hopeful in September or October than he is right now. But do you blame him for thinking that this team can't win the Super Bowl this year? I don't. So go out there, play as well as you can for Jordan Love, and set all the other stuff aside once you start playing. But I don't think that his attitude outweighs his talent. You always tell us talent outs, your dad taught us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talent outs for him. And if he was, you know, a mediocre to, or worse, tackle, and he had this attitude, I'm all on board with getting rid of him.
Yeah.
But not now. He gives Jordan Love more chance at success than if he's not on the team.
Okay, so is he going to be playing in the preseason game in Cincinnati?
I'll tell you what, and we haven't gotten to this. I'm not sure how much Jordan Love is playing in the preseason. The answer that we got from Matt LaFleur about the joint practices, that did not sound like a guy who plans on risking his inexperienced first-year starter in preseason games. Okay? So we haven't even gotten to that yet. So no, I don't think David Bakhtiari is playing in the preseason, but I'm not sure how much Jordan Love is going to play in the preseason. Which I think is fascinating, considering that he's an inexperienced NFL quarterback. We'll talk about that, but we need to continue our conversation on David Bakhtiari. I also, like, we haven't even gotten to Romeo Doubs, who basically said on Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever day it was, that he learned a lot from Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers barely talked to him.
Ooh.
So we've got a lot we want to get to. For those of you that sometimes get frustrated with our silliness that we discuss, there's a lot of football jam-packed in today's edition of Wilde and Tausch, and it will continue to be. We do need to take a brief respite from that talk, though, to discuss, how did your prize picks go? Because I turned off the NBA game last night, and then I had to turn it back on because I thought that Denver was in firm control. They went on like a 40-14 run. Turned out to not be the case, but as long as Joker hit the numbers you were looking for, I'm guessing you were okay with it.
My boy Joker just keeps putting up them numbers. Miami turned him into a scorer last night, let him score a ton, and that was good for old T and his prize picks. Daily Fantasy Sports made easy. Again, I've been on a little bit of a streak here, my boy Joker. I'm only going two players right now. You guys can go 2 to 6 players. You can win up to 25 times on your money. I'm not competing against other people. It's just me versus Prize Picks' projections. And the entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com. And right now, you put $100 in, you make a deposit, you use a promo code WI, and Prize Picks matches it. So you put 100, you get another 100, you have 200 to play with, and you know Joker, he ain't slowing down. We'll see how the series turns out, but I have been riding him, and he has been fantastic. Again, promo code WI, download the Prize Picks app today to get started.
We'll continue the conversation next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella at 855-PELLA-WI or visit online at PellaWI.com/radio.
So I want to get to some of the other things I mentioned here, because I think they are important, especially this Romeo Doubs, because he had Tausch, you saw it. He also had a comment to Dennis Krause of Spectrum One News about how it's basically just the same with Jordan Love at quarterback as it was with Aaron Rodgers. Okay. He's the one on the receiving end of passes, not me. And I did write a piece in this morning's Wisconsin State Journal, and I did kind of have a tongue-in-cheek when I said that the next great Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson or Aaron Rodgers to Devontae Adams, the next great combo of Jordan Love to Romeo Doubs. But there is clearly some chemistry there, and we'll get into that. But, Tausch, I want to the poll question as it stands now, with about 300 votes in, but I've retweeted it now, so hopefully we can get that number up so we can be statistically significant. But the poll as of right now, Craig Karmazin has been advocating for the Packers to trade David Bakhtiari ASAP over the last few days on ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Madison. If the Packers were offered a third-round pick for the five-time All-Pro left tackle, would you make the trade? So far, 67.3% of you say no, you would not make the trade. 32.7% of you say yes. And I think that points out what I've been trying to say, which is, you can be pissed about the kind of stuff he's saying and the fact that he's only there to collect his workout bonus. But the bottom line is, Jordan Love has a better chance of succeeding if he's on the team than if he's not. And this is not a, we think he's washed, trade him if you can type of deal. This is Craig being bothered by the culture impact that his attitude would have, in Craig's opinion.
Yeah, I mean, this year needs to be, you know, you want to win games. This year needs to be a growth year for your quarterback. Every quarterback that I've ever seen is always better when they have a good O-line. The Packers O-line is going to be much better than what Aaron Rodgers' line he's going to have out in New York, and I'm sure that was one of the things that I'm going to be guessing Aaron's going to be very nervous about when he lines up behind his line in New York. You probably won't say that, but Jordan Love is going to have two Pro Bowl All-Pro players on his blind side with Elgton Jenkins and with David Bakhtiari playing. That gives you a chance to have some success. That, and then you couple that with the running game that he hopefully will have. He is in a position with young wideouts and a young tight end who everybody's loving. He's in a position to grow. Not expectation game is low. All of those things work for Jordan, and that's why they brought David back. I think they all understand David's an outspoken cat. He's going to do things the way he wants. He's been paid a lot of money already, but they still believe that he can still play at a high level. And he's proven it when he's been out there playing that he still can. The thing I'd be worried about is, how available is he going to be? It's not a knock on him. It's just reality of being an older player in this league when you've had the amount of surgeries he's had. If he can give you 15 starts, you'd sign up tomorrow and you'd say, thank you, you've given us a chance to be successful. If he can't and he's hurt, you would sit and say, I should have stuck to what we've always done in Green Bay, and that is let guys go a year early, trade them a year early. Who made the right call on that? We'll find out, because right now it's the safe play. It's the kind of half foot in, we're not rebuilding. Well, why would we bring a left tackle in if we're rebuilding? Why would we keep this high-priced left tackle? Because we want to give our quarterback a chance to be super successful.
Right.
That's why they've done it, and that has alleviated anyone that's saying rebuild. Rebuilding teams don't keep $40 million cap hit left tackles that have had a ton of injuries and missed a bunch of games. They just don't do that. So that's the interesting part of this, too.
All right, so bottom line this for me so we can pivot to the Romeo Doubs conversation. If you were on this, are you as bothered by this from a cultural perspective as Craig is?
No, but I am bothered by it. I am not saying get rid of him today. I'm not.
I agree. I'm with you. I think we're in the same place. Just because this is not what you want from him, but I don't think it's egregious enough in June to say get him the hell off my roster. You made the decision to. Look, they had their chance to move on from him very easily, right? Because they didn't have to restructure his deal. They could have just cut him or tried to find a trade partner or packaged him with Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. The Jets still need tackle help. I saw something from our buddy Matt Bowen today on ESPN Plus about how the Jets make sense to acquire the disgruntled former left tackle for Cincinnati, who lost his starting job to Orlando Brown, if I remember correctly. I mean, they still need help. I'm sure that Aaron Rodgers would be thrilled if the Packers said, yeah, you know what, we should have just cut him loose. But they didn't. I feel like they've kind of made their bed with him. And they are not going to, no matter if he criticizes the social media team's video for the schedule release or says, I'm just here to collect my workout bonus, I barring something that I don't envision him trying to pull, and by the way, I do think he tacitly acknowledged that people up the food chain asked him to stop being a knucklehead. He wouldn't say it for sure. But barring something just outlandish, I don't see him doing anything enough to get himself shipped out of town. So if that was his goal, which I don't think it necessarily was, I think he's just frustrated. I don't think that's going to be the end game.
Jason, he's going through his Kubler phase.
Yeah, I agree.
He's working through it. The bottom line is he is a pro's pro. He'll figure it out. He's going to play. As a Packer fan, what I'm most nervous about is availability. I just don't know as a vet where he's at in his career and how things are. And if the team is not winning, I'll be very curious how much availability he's had. That is all. Because when he is out there, and this is why the Green Bay Packers brought him back, when he's out there, he is still a really good left tackle. And those are, you just went through a list of contending teams struggling. They're hard to find. David is still a very good player. It just comes back to how much is he going to be able to be out on the field. And if he's not out there much, it's not worth what you're paying him. But if he is and he's playing at that level and you're giving Jordan Love a chance to grow and learn and make his reads and do all the stuff the way he can because he's got a good left side of his offensive line, worth every penny.
If they're 3-7 going into their Thanksgiving game at Detroit and his knee is sore,
trade him.
Yeah, because then I could see him saying, you know, I can't go today on that.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm saying if they're struggling and you can get draft capital back on a year that ends up being what David Bakhtiari said is a rebuild, you get assets and you move on. And you give David a chance to go win a championship. And if it's with the Jets or whatever team it is, just like the Browns thought and tried to do and Joe Thomas said, no, I'm staying. Joe Thomas would have a Super Bowl ring, but he has said he sleeps very well at night.
Right.
Sticking with what it is. David Bakhtiari, I think, would be much more open to that than what Joe was.
We're going to pivot to a conversation about Romeo Doubs and some of the things he had to say after the OTA practice last week. We'll talk about that after I talk to you about our friends at Associated Bank. And they are our friends. My buddy Ben Sorensen, I was just emailing with him this morning. My buddy Ryan Taylor. Great guy. They've always taken great care of me, and they'll take great care of you as well with their great customer service. And, oh, by the way, if you are a Brewers fan, a Badgers fan, or a Packers fan, there's no better bank to be at because you get all the great perks of Badgers checking, Packers checking, and Brewers checking. And with Brewers checking, you also get the perks of 10% off at the Brewers team store. Easy entry into AmFam Field through the Associated Bank gate. And if you're looking to get a group together, check out their Power Alley group space presented by Associated Bank. The perfect place to bring a group together at AmFam Field. Check out associatedbank.com/brewers for all the details about that. The conversation continues next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a blast of magic, 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 oh.
Blow your mind. Pick a verse, any verse. I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer. How about you with the eyes? Come on down to the front. Stay right here and don't be shy.
So as even keeled as Romeo Doubs legendarily is, most even keeled player I've ever covered, he did make some waves with a couple of things he said. We're going to start with something he said to Dennis Krause of Spectrum News 1. And I'm going to read you the quote here because Dennis is probably experiencing what I did with the Jordan Love aggregation. I want to be traded, even though he never really said he wanted to be traded. Experience where it just caught fire on the internet. But I'll be honest with you, the part that Romeo Doubs said to us at his locker that I used in my story today and that he will hear from at the top of the 11 o'clock hour, I thought was much more, what is that, sound graph face worthy?
SGF. SGF.
So here's what he said to Dennis Krause of Spectrum News 1. He said, quote, "I think Jordan can do it. I think Jordan is a really good quarterback. When you go from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan."
Okay.
"Aaron was a really great quarterback." Mm-hmm. And here we go. Here's the money line.
No, that's all good stuff so far.
"But I believe Jordan can do the same exact thing. So I don't really see what's the big difference."
Wow.
Oh, young Romeo. Fart our thou, fart Romeo.
So, Tausch, when you hear that,
I think it's, yeah.
Is that just a young guy excited about his fellow young guy? Or does he really believe that there is no difference, quote, same exact thing, Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's part of it is I'm sure he's a lot closer to Jordan. It sounds like another quote that you have. I didn't see that quote about not talking a ton with Aaron. You're always you as a pro football player understand where your bread is buttered. And Romeo Doubs understands grassland butter is going to be coming from Jordan Love. Aaron Rodgers is gone. So I don't think he was trying to be dismissive of Aaron, even though that's how it comes off. I think it's much more about the excitement that he has for his friend and for his fellow young player in trying to develop that rapport that he knows he needs with this quarterback. That's, I think, the part that he's trying to say. And he doesn't know the big bad aggregators and the big bad media and how this whole machine works. Because you make that statement, I wonder if he had a blank face after he said it. Because I bet Krause, even though Krause, he's stoic, you know, He probably, I don't even know, he's looking down at his note cards. I don't know if he even recognized it. I'm sure Dennis recognized it after he put that out on Twitter, and the Twitter sphere exploded with it because it's a ludicrous thing to say.
It is getting all kinds of attention, as you properly noted. The Good Morning Football crew was debating it. I heard this morning Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max across ESPN Wisconsin took up the topic. And I'll give Keyshawn this. He's putting himself out there, Jerry, and saying things like, the Packers will win the NFC North.
Yeah.
And Jordan Love will be a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Yeah. Key.
If you've heard the promo on ESPN Madison, you know, he says, from what little I've seen, which irritates me a little bit.
Hey, how much has anybody seen outside of Matt LaFleur, Goody, and even you, Wildy? I mean, I guess circling to Keyshawn's points, it's not absurd to say that the Green Bay Packers could win the division. Not absurd at all.
That's not what he said. He didn't say they could. He said they will.
Okay. Well, he's not going to put $1 of his own money on that, as we said. I assure you of that. Somebody could get on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max and say, how much money are you willing to put down on that, Key? And he might, just because of pride, he maybe will throw a little bit on it, but he's not putting anything substantial on it because nobody knows. And on the other side of it, Jordan Love being a Pro Bowl quarterback, old boy from Baltimore, who was the backup quarterback, was a Pro Bowl quarterback last year.
Just with injury reference. Replacements. Yep.
For reference. Mm-hmm. But the NFC, and I've said this, there's no star-spangled, awesome, proven quarterbacks for more than 1 year that are playing in the NFC. Jalen Hurts would, by most accounts, be top-tiered when it comes to NFC quarterbacks. And then there's a whole bunch of question marks, Jordan Love included to a high degree on that. But to act as if we can just say, well, Jordan stinks and has no chance to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, no, he does. He'll have every opportunity to be that way. Do I think it'll happen in year one? I don't. But that doesn't mean that he can't build. And if he outshines his expectations, which aren't that high, he very well could be. I don't know where the Pro Bowl is next year. That is a possibility. But Romeo Doubs is trying to be a good teammate. You can tell he's young. If he was in his 11th year and has made $100 million, I don't know if Romeo Doubs makes those comments. That's the difference. And to be honest with you, and I think why Packer fans are so excited, I think we love that youthful naivete and some of that, I don't know, it's the ignorance is bliss type deal where you don't know either. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I got your back, man. I got your back, Jordan Love. That's what Romeo Doubs is doing there. And you know what? As fans, we should love that.
Just so everyone knows, the elected Pro Bowl quarterbacks last year.
It's not what I said.
I know. Okay. I'm just gonna give the whole list so people know. Elected to the Pro Bowl: Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Kirk Cousins, and Geno Smith. The injury replacement, or whatever reason replacement, Super Bowl replacement. I mean, they didn't even play the game, remember. But the replacements were Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Tyler Snoop Huntley, and Derek Carr.
It's like half the league.
Yeah, it's a lot of quarterbacks.
To Tausch's point, if four Pro Bowl quarterbacks out of the six who are elected do not play, and you get to four replacements. Teddy Bridgewater made a Pro Bowl that way. Mitchell Trubisky made a Pro Bowl that way.
Mm-hmm.
So to Tausch's point, I personally believe that if you aren't elected, it's not the same if you go because you're the third alternate and we got all the way down to you, so you got to go. I don't think it's the same. But Geno Smith went to the Pro Bowl on his own merits. He was not a replacement. He was the third one selected in the NFC. So, to Tausch's point,
not out of the realm of possibility. All right, we need to play some trivia before we hear what I thought was much more significant, because I chalk this quote up to him supporting his quarterback. That's my quarterback, as T.O. might say. I'm not bothered by this. I don't agree with it. I don't think they're exactly the same, but I'm not bothered by it. The other part was interesting.
Quick question before we do trivia. How many wins do you think the Green Bay Packers had last year if Jordan Love would have been the quarterback?
Six.
Interesting.
Instead of eight.
Interesting. Okay.
How many do you think?
Do you have two games in mind that they wouldn't have won, or just kind of overall body of work there?
They beat Washington, I think. I think they beat Detroit up there.
So you think they win more?
Well, I think they would have. I think they would have been right at eight too with Jordan.
Hmm. Interesting. We need to play some trivia. Hopefully, we have a winner today who gets all three right. Jesse, what's today's category? Oh, I know what today's category is.
It's Monday, Jason. The sports weekend recap today.
Becca's vacation recap. I think that's what we should be doing.
I'm so happy she's home. Nope, sports weekend recap. Mm-hmm.
By the way, have we forgotten that they were off to a 3-1 start? And then they lose in London, in which Rodgers breaks his thumb.
I want to hold this for tomorrow, unless something big happens, which, of course, can happen. I want to hold this for tomorrow because I talked to somebody, and I think there's people up in that front office and up at the Packers organization that feel like they would have won more games with Jordan Love than they did with Aaron Rodgers last year. And that's another reason why they gone.
I look forward to that conversation tomorrow. That is a 22-hour tease is what that is right there. Let's take caller 22. Caller 22, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. To play trivia next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance.
Trivia. I'll tell you what, man. I don't know what his algorithm is.
A secret sauce.
No, oh, nice. That's not bad. But Chef Ed, doesn't matter when. Doesn't matter what caller. Caller 8, caller 12, caller 22. He always finds his way onto trivia. Ed, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Jason. Good morning, Tausch. How are you guys doing today?
I'm super. Just so impressed, man. I don't know how you do it, but bravo, Mr. Fletcher. Bravo. Well done. All right. The trivia category, as Jesse ends his long national nightmare without his better half, still found time to do the sports weekend recap. And Tausch has question number one.
He mailed it in this week, Chef Ed. This would be a three-piece nuggie for Chef Ed. All right. What is the current status of the NBA Finals between the Heat and Nuggets? Is it the Heat up 2-0? Go ahead. You got it, Chef?
Yeah, it's 1-1.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. You're not even like putting it out there to Chef Ed now, Jesse. That was come on.
I almost stole a trivia question from the news this morning. That's how much we mailed this one in today.
Yeah, this is a mail-in job.
I'll ask you the bonus round question when we're done. That was a good bonus round question, too.
A question from the news.
Yeah, we were watching the news, having some coffee this morning, and a good trivia question about a friend of our show.
Hey, weren't you late for work?
No.
Do you guys mind? I'll ask my political question afterwards. Something really bothers me.
Whoa,
and with Chef Ed being in the restaurant industry.
Do you guys mind?
Go ahead, Jason.
I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care.
Question two. Every year since 1990, except for that one year, which state has been the home to the NCAA Softball Women's College World Series taking place over this weekend and throughout this week? Is it Oklahoma, Florida, or New York?
Florida.
Oh, there were chickens being counted on this panel. Prematurely. The correct answer, Oklahoma.
Are we sure about that?
Oklahoma.
Every year since 1990, one year they moved it to California, the rest, and I guess the COVID year they didn't have it. Every other year,
okay, so that,
at the USA Softball Complex.
So you already got your one question that's not factually accurate. Okay, fair enough. Chef Ed, last one. The Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour took place this weekend in which of these cities featuring a European-inspired name? Okay, this isn't bad. Is it Athens, Georgia, Dublin, Ohio, or Perry, Tennessee?
Jack's tournament. Jack's tournament. I watched. I saw Victor Hovland win. I just can't. I'm going to say Dublin, Ohio.
We were close.
What a pro.
We were close to going from... you should get all three of these to getting only one of them there, Ed. Correct. Dublin, Ohio. All right, Jesse, what was your bonus question that is not worth any extra interest?
Courtesy of WKOW's News in the Morning. Andy North, friend of show, attended which Madison area high school? Madison East, Mount Horeb, or Monona Grove?
Are you guys asking me or what?
Well, you're the
contestant.
You're the contestant.
Chef Ed goes first, then Jason. We'll see who wins.
That's typically how it works. Yep.
I'm going to say Monona Grove.
All right. He says Monona Grove. Tausch?
Is he right?
I'm asking you to. Yes, he's right.
I was going to say Monona Grove. So.
So was I.
Monona Grove, Silver Eagle.
That's why he's so good at shuffleboard.
Andy. Ed, congratulations. You got two out of three right. You got three of the possible four entries. And you got the bonus question, which is worth nothing. Thanks for playing, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, guys. Love you guys.
Tausch, you can get to your question or whatever it might be coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll kick off the 11 o'clock hour in 2 minutes, and we'll kick it off with what Romeo Dobbs had to say. So stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.